that. If you don't love people, if you don't love people, you don't give a rip about some poor person that gets saved that's never going to show up. You don't give a rip about some teenager that gets saved. You don't give a rip about somebody who speaks Spanish and doesn't speak English, so they're never going to come to church and they get saved. You don't even care about people that are poor, that are handicapped, that are never going to show up because they don't even speak English. You don't care. You only care about the money in the plate or the people that come to the building. And you know what? That's an unloving church and an unloving pastor. Well, we're not going to do sowing because it doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work for your selfish motives. But it does work for the kingdom of God. It works to get people saved. It does work to get people to heaven. You know, I was thinking, I won a girl to the Lord yesterday. You know, a young 13-year-old Hispanic girl in a poor apartment complex. What are the chances that she's going to be here today? Pretty much zero. I mean, she's not going to get here. I mean, I said, do your parents speak English? No. Her parents speak no English. They're not going to bring her to Faith Forward Baptist Church. I gave her the gospel. She's 13. Hopefully she's not going to get in the car and start driving over here. You know, a 13-year-old's not going to drive herself down here. You know, I mean, maybe someday as an adult, hopefully she'll show up at church and hopefully we can knock that door again and she'll remember and come to church. But you know what? You think I regret spending the time going out, spending a few hours yesterday knocking doors? You think I regret taking 20-some minutes to talk to that girl? Because that girl's going to heaven. She was going to hell. Now she's saved. Now she's going to heaven, and she's eternally sealed by the Holy Ghost and can never lose that free gift of eternal life. Think I regret that? No. Why? Because I loved her. Because I love the lost. And that's what I want to do with my life, is get people saved. But
that's not going to grow the church.
So what? Who cares? And I seem to recall Jesus saying, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let God build the church. I'm not in the church building business. I'm in the soul winning business. I'm in the gospel preaching business, and I'll let God build the church as he sees fit.